Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it. Hey everybody, Matthew Cook here, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. And today I am going to talk to you about putting. I think I mentioned yesterday in the last episode that I was going to go into putting a little bit more because it seems like there's just a lot of both misconceptions and just a really big need for people looking to get better at putting, and mainly those short 4, 5, 6 foot putts that the average golfer really struggles with. And it's not that they have more of them than tall players. Tall players also have a lot of 3, 4, 5, 6 foot putts, but the best players in the world are still hauling above 90% of those putts, whereas amateurs and professionals are only hauling, I think the statistic is, I think it almost cuts in half. I'll have to try and dig this out. And it may have changed a little bit because I did look at this 5 years ago. I can almost guarantee it hasn't changed much. So it's still relevant. But the tall player hauls 98, 99% of the putts from 3 feet and in. And it doesn't drop much between 3 and 6 feet. It's still above 90%, whereas the amateur holds above 90% from 3 feet and in, so not too different from a tall player. But as soon as they go outside 3 feet, so 3 to 6 feet, their stat almost dropped in half to 47-48%. So that just shows how many missed putts the average golfer, the amateur golfer, is having from 3 to 6 feet. It's quite bizarre how different that number is. So I've got two things to focus on right now. One of them is more strategic and one of them is a little bit more technical, and it will really help you haul more putts. It helps me and it helps my students. I try not to get too deep into the technique prior to trying these two things and a few other things, but mainly these two things first, just because it's quite easy to go down that rabbit hole of different grips, different feelings of the stroke, and you get really into a bad place with all these technical thoughts. So number one, I would suggest that you start to look at the hole and try to envision where the ball is going to enter the hole. Now, I know that it's a short putt, but still, if you get real specific, and if you aim small, you miss small. So I would get really specific with where is the ball going to enter the hole, to down to the specific grain of grass. If there's a bit of grass that is sticking out of the edge of the hole, or part of the grass is a little different color, whatever it is, or you see a mark in the back of the cup, anything that is super specific and very small that represents the part where the ball is going to roll into the hole. And what I like to do, and you don't have to do this, but I just like to picture a clock. 12 o'clock, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way to 12. And I have, from my golf ball in a straight line to the hole, represents the first part of the cup, the entrance to be 6 o'clock, the back of it to be 12 o'clock, and obviously 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock, you can work out from there. And then I specifically look to see what part of the clock face the golf ball is going to enter the hole at. So I get this very vivid image of my ball rolling into the cup, which is good on 2 points. It gets me specifically aiming correctly, and maybe not 100% correctly, but better. And two, it gives my thought process, my imagination, the images that I'm trying to create in my mind, a much clearer objective, and it just makes the image much more visible and vivid. So it's good from a psychological perspective as well. And the being specific with where the ball's going to enter the cup, for example, let's say it's just a straight putt, then envision the ball going in at 6 o'clock and picture the ball rolling in at that point. And then what you're going to do is you're actually going to subconsciously just get better at aiming the club face, just as a result of giving your brain more information about the putt. We're very good at reacting to the information or more information that we have. The human body is a phenomenal thing, so you're giving yourself more information, which in turn is going to allow you to control the club face much better. And if you don't know this, then this is a good piece of information, but the club face is responsible for 95% and above almost, for the starting direction of the ball. So you can guarantee that wherever your club face is pointing when it strikes the ball, that's where your ball's going to go. You can swing the putter in to out and out to in significant amounts, and it's not going to do anything to the starting direction of the ball. And especially on such short putts, that you're not going to generate enough speed to impart sort of a side spin or get this the spin axis to tilt much, and for the balls and for curvature on the ball to actually take place on such a short putt. So get real good with that club face aim, because that's what really matters in this part. Okay, so that's the more strategic element combined with the technical. Being specific about where you aim. Technical interruptions there from a stupid phone call that was coming through from somebody trying to sell me health insurance. Thank you. So I told you that what I just told you is the technical element combined with a less technical, more psychological element. Just getting more specific with your target to create a better image and vision of where the ball is going to enter the hole. And also subconsciously giving your brain more information to control the club face better, because the club face from a technical perspective is where it is at, basically. Wherever the club's pointing, that's where your ball's going to go. So those two things will help you hole more putts, especially those short 4 foot, 5 foot, 6 foot putts. And other than that, I would really suggest looking into videos on reading greens. That is just a critical element of putting. Distance control, direction control, and reading greens. So that's all from me today. Just wanted to share with you a couple of things to help you hole more 4 foot, 5 foot, or 6 foot putts, and to give you a bit of an insight into the differences between a pro and an amateur when it comes to how many putts are holed. And that's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow, share some more tips and tricks for putting, holing more putts, and maybe something in and around the short game area as well. I'm going to try to focus on this particular part of the game for a while. I will see you in the next episode. Thanks, everybody.